So we turn back to Romans chapter 9. Did you keep a finger in there? And this Apostle Paul and this Jewish rabbi who grew up with these promises, it's 1138 if you have a Bible from the end of the row. This Jewish rabbi who grew up with these promises, Paul, who knows what promises God made, the promises God made to he and his fellow descendants and Abraham and to Sarah, Paul sees them denying the Christ, the Messiah. And you get this verse 6 of Romans chapter 9. But it's not as though the word of God has failed. For not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel, and not all are children of Abraham because there is offspring. But through Isaac shall your offspring be named. This means it's not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as offspring. For this is what the promise said. About this time next year, I'll return and Sarah will have a son. Verse 10 says, and not only so, but when Rebekah had conceived, children by one man, our forefather Isaac, though they weren't born yet and had done nothing, either good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but because of him who calls, she was told, the older will serve the younger. Way back there in Genesis. And as it is written, much, much later in Malachi, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. So now you just read Romans chapter 9, verse, 6 to 13. Would you have understood what Paul was saying if we didn't do that bit of history lesson there? I mean, I really made you forced march through Genesis to get this Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and to see the promise and the promise and the promise. And Paul is speaking to people who already know the Bible when he writes Romans. Paul, God reveals himself in the history of the Bible. It's literally his story. And then in verse 14, look what Paul says. What shall we say then? Is there injustice on God's part? By no means. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. So then it depends not on human will or exertion, but on God who has mercy. And so, that's the end of the scripture. We gather today not to try harder to be good, not just to know about God, how good God is, right? We come together to know God, who is good. And all of his promises are dependable. And Paul talks to people about those promises. The point of the sermon isn't to make you do something, but to introduce you to the scriptures. And so that you understand what they say about Jesus, the Son of the Father, who is God. So that we can see this scarlet thread of God's love and his mercy throughout the history of life on earth, like it was woven into a tapestry. And through that one particular family, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, all of the Jewish people, all of the people of the earth, and then back down to this Jesus Messiah, and it opens up to everybody, not just the Jewish people, but anybody who would have that faith that Abraham had when the Jewish nation began, believing God and counted it to him as righteousness. It depends not on human will or exertion, but on God who has mercy. That's what you just read in Romans chapter 9, verse 16. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind and doing evil deeds, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before God, God has now reconciled in his body of flesh by Jesus' death. So God has worked it all out so that you would know him and you would know mercy. And he's done it through history, starting with Adam and Eve who broke it, right? And the Jewish people who lost sight of it along the way. And he finished it through the Jewish Messiah, through Jesus, who has always been God and became a human being to show us God's endless and patient and unstoppable love. And that from Romans chapter 9. up to verse 16. So God, this thing that's true, and some rabbi, he just says it in a couple of words, and everybody in here who already knew Genesis, they got a repeat. But everybody in here who never read Genesis and said, that's quite a promise, and that's a promise, and that's a promise, and these are the promises that Paul was standing on. And God, we need to get it. We need to get it that we are holy and blameless in Christ. We need to get it that it's not human will or exertion, but it's God who has mercy. Will you help us, God, to receive that mercy, please? Will you set us free from the busy, busy, busy doing to have received it and to know it and to just go and live it? It's not like trying to get to church on time. It's just waking up and knowing that we're walking with you and being with you. And Holy Spirit, will you fill us this morning because of those true promises offered in Jesus' name. Amen.